Well, I think there are going to be some quite significant developments. We've got the government's green slash white paper coming out, and that's going to be a response and set the broad parameters of where the government sees agriculture policy going into the future. So that's obviously got quite a few elements in it, drought policy, foreign investment policy. It'll touch on things like water, dams, all those sorts of things, northern development. So it will be a pretty important document, although probably not anything that initiates very specific action that would follow on after that.
It's very unlikely that there'll be much follow-through on policy change. Isn't it time there was? How many papers can there be?
Well, I think there is a bit of a frustration around the bush about that. I think they'd like to see a few things settled and a bit of direction set and things in train rather than things proposed or talked about, and that's certainly the nature of government these days. The processes of change are invariably pretty slow. They invariably require, negotiated positions through the legislature and all that sort of stuff. I mean, one of the frustrations with the situation in agriculture, it's a 10 to 15 year investment cycle caught up in a 3-year electoral cycle. So we no sooner get a new government in place and promises then we're next into the next election and everything's off the table again.
So let's talk about the federal government. We have a coalition. We have a Liberal National Coalition, National Party, traditionally for rural and regional Australians. What sort of tensions or otherwise do you foresee coming up in the coming year between them with regards to regional Australian development and policy?
I think on two areas there will be some internal tensions there. One's on drought policy and the other's on northern development. The dryers in relation to northern development say, well, the market will sort it out. A bit more interventionists say, no, if we don't get it started, nothing will ever get going. And so I think that's sort of characterises the debate there. And it's a bit the same on drought policy, I think. We've reached a point in drought policy where the welfare needs are hopefully being looked after. We'll know that in a short while, but certainly the access to Centrelink payments should make a big difference to farm households facing a loss of income. We've now got the issue of preparedness. What's an appropriate policy there? And there's a lot of discussion around, for example, insurance schemes, where to get them going, to get them down to a price where you think they might be interesting for farmers is probably going to require something like an extra tax concession or some sort of intervention by the government. And that'll be a source of argument, I guess, because some will say, no, don't go anywhere near it. If the market can sort it out, it'll work. And others will say, well, no, while premiums are as high as they're going to be at the start, you won't get enough people involved and the schemes will fail. So you do need to do something to stimulate farmers' interest in looking at insurance options around things like drought.
And do you think those two points of view are going to divide along those classic lines of a national government looking for government intervention to set up schemes as opposed to a Liberal government that's very market-driven?
I think so. And I think the challenge for the agriculture sector is to put the arguments that make sense in the context of both those perspectives. So there is certainly the issue of market failure in insurance products for particularly weather-related events in Australia. We know that, the premiums that are on offer for the small number of schemes that are around at the moment, you have to pay 10 to 15% premium, that is 10 to 15% of what you want to insure in order to get cover, and that's way too expensive. If enough people took it up, and the risk was spread enough, you would expect that cost to come down. So there does seem to be, even for the dryers, you would think a reasonable argument there that with some government intervention, perhaps in the form of a tax concession on the premiums, there's an option there that a market would develop. Now, I guess that'll be the argument that's played out over the next 12 months.